Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This is sad. Charges against Sherrone Moore include home invasion in the third degree, stalking and breaking and entering or entering without breaking. He will be arraigned today at 1 o'clock.
Well, interesting.
This is not the way I expected the week to end. One felony, two misdemeanors. According to Cole Auerbach, Tony Paul had the original charges, reading from his tweet.
So home invasion in the third degree, it's allegedly unlawfully entering the victim's residence to commit the crime of stalking and committing that crime while in the residence. Home invasion in the third degree is a felony punishable by up to 5 years in prison and a $2,000 fine. The stalking...
Go ahead.
I'm just going to read through them all. Stalking for allegedly engaging in a willful course of conduct involving repeated or continuing harassment of the victim... Stalking is a misdemeanor punishable by up to 1 year in jail and a $1,000 fine. And the breaking and entering or entering without breaking for allegedly unlawfully entering the dwelling of a victim with whom Mr. Moore had a dating relationship, a violation of this statute is a misdemeanor punishable by up to 90 days in jail and a $500 fine. So he's looking at a couple of charges that could bring about jail time. And certainly fines, although the fines not terribly significant, but if it comes with a lawsuit, a civil suit afterwards, it gets to be real significant. We'll see what ends up shaking out of this.
Pretty damn ugly. We mentioned before the break, Dan Campbell said, this is from Tim Twentyman, Dan Campbell said safety Kirby Joseph had a setback and could be an IR candidate, which sucks. As we talked about it, you know, what Dan Campbell talked with our morning show, I believe it was this Tuesday, it might have been the Tuesday before. The key is back-to-back practices. He was limited in practice on Wednesday, did not practice yesterday, and here we get to Friday, and I think that's pretty definitive. He will be out this weekend, and if he's a IR candidate, he will be done for the year.
Well, that sucks. Yep. That really sucks, and that he had a setback is really what hurts. I don't know what that means other than it not being good, and that the IR is sounds like it's going to be likely, and that he's done for the year. Does that mean done for the playoffs as well? I don't know. Does that mean surgery is imminent? This injury is one that they're going to have to show some more clarity on. When the time is right, we'll hear all about it. But it doesn't sound like this is a good injury to have, based on early information that's come out over the last few weeks.
248 239-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. We go to Tommy in St. Clair Shores. You're next on 97.1. Hello, Tommy.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
We're good, sir.
Good. So I'm calling about making the trip to Chicago or L.A.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to L.A. tomorrow. And then I'll be there for the game. Yeah. Yeah.
Sweet. And what did you consider any other road trip, or was this the first and only one you're doing?
I considered Cincinnati and Baltimore, but I ended up going to L.A. The ticket was the cheapest.
It was cheaper to go to L.A.? Like the ticket in the stadium or the travel?
The ticket in the stadium for the game was cheaper than the Cincinnati game or the Ravens game that I could find, at least.
Wow. And did it make it overall cheaper to fly to L.A. and go to that game than to go to Cincy or Baltimore?
Yeah, so I actually bought the tickets in July. I bought the plane ticket and the game ticket. And at that time, when the NFL released the schedule and the Lions released their ticket prices, at that time it was more expensive to buy a ticket at Ford Field than it was to buy a plane ticket and a game ticket at SoFi. So I chose to do that instead.
Sweet. Well, cool.
Awesome.
Have fun, Tommy.
Yeah, thank you.
We are wondering if it is going to be another Lions fan takeover. 248-539-9797. You put something in your show sheet. Which player stars this week? Do you have an answer to that?
I think on offense, I went last week with Jared Goff, and I thought that he would throw for 300 yards and four touchdowns, and I think he had 300 yards, but one touchdown. But the Lions won convincingly. You didn't have to worry because they had the big running game. But this week,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm going to stick with Jared Goff. I think for anything to happen, he's got to be the guy. And I think he's going to complete a high percentage of passes. I agree with Kang. I think we're going to see a lot of the short passing game, the intermediate passing game. And I think that's going to add up, and he's going to be able to take some shots downfield. Lions going to score some points. I don't think the Lions win the game, but I think the Lions going to score plenty of points. And I think Jared Goff is going to have statistically a really good game.
I'm somewhat compelled to go with a guy that's commonly acknowledged as the most underrated player in the NFL, and Jack Campbell. But I think it's going to be Aiden Hutchinson. I think it's a big game for Aiden. And when we talk about turnovers, if the playmakers in the secondary, if many of them are out, which appears to be the case, and some of them certainly confirmed are out, how do you create those turnovers? You create them with pressure. And so I feel like Hutch has to step up and have a huge game. And last week, it was Elkhwedy Muhammad, and if he does it, fine. I don't really care who does it, as long as the collective pass rush is getting home enough and getting Stafford off his spots and pressuring enough. But I still think Hutch is the most likely candidate to have a big game. Kang, do you have a prediction for a big game this weekend?
Yeah, I'm just going to go with the guy who's done it multiple times this year, and it's Jahmyr Gibbs, because I think if they cannot run the ball, they're going to have to swing pass it out to him or get him in the flats or even over the middle where he makes that middle linebacker in space not look silly, you know, and he just doesn't know if he's going left or right. I think he's just going to have a ton of touches because They got to keep these drives going. And if the run game's not working, it's always a good option to check it down to Gibbs. I know he had a game earlier, I think it was the Packer game, first game of the year, where he had all these catches and no yards. I don't see that happening again. I think if he gets 7-8 catches, it's going to be like 80 to 100 yards receiving. So I think Gibbs has a big game, because I don't see a way, a path for the Lions to win this game not in a shootout. So I think Gibbs has to have a good game, a big game.
Gator, you also asked the question, are you chesty? Meaning confident.
Yeah, I'm not chesty. Okay. This is no, I've said I don't think they're going to win the game. And I'd love for them to win it. Obviously, I'm rooting for them to win the game. But no, I think this is one that they lose. I think it's a shootout. And in the end, I just don't think that the Lions defense, and now knowing that Kirby Joseph's out, definitely out, and no Brian Branch, it's going to be tough for them, for the Legion of Whom, to step up again, this time to step up against Matthew Stafford. I think it's going to be tough. I think that the Rams score in the 40s, and I think the Lions score in the 30s. So I'll say 45-38.
Oh, 40s, man. Ugh. I you know, as good as their offense is, I don't know if I can go that high. But the one thing about L.A. is it's not a tough place, not a tough environment to play. The team on the field is tough to play, but the environment isn't like a typical road game.
No, there's like this continuous hum of a crowd noise, but because the crowd is evenly dispersed, it's like it's the same for both teams.
Yeah. I kind of feel like it might be a surprisingly low scoring game. So it seems to me that, you know, everybody, and I see the same thing that everybody does. You know, both teams struggle to stop the pass. The Rams secondary hasn't been great of late. Lions have a chance to really do some damage through the air, and we, of course, know, are well aware, it's been well documented, the Lions struggle. So I kind of expect, I still feel like the Lions try to possess the ball and keep Stafford off the field, move the chains, you know, can keep the scoring down, but we'll see. We'll see. All right, coming up, Sherrone Moore will be arraigned at 1 o'clock. Any breaking news out of that, we will pass along. Obviously, a sad story. Give you my thoughts on Sherrone, and just overall, if you missed the beginning of the show, we'll get to some of that. Also coming up, our picks at 124 and the Birchie kid at 130. Scooble news too. Conflicting reports on the likelihood of him getting traded. I swear we'll get to that today at 120 on 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.